Good evening, everyone. Our lesson will be taken from 2 Peter chapter 1. I'd like to start with the first verse. But before we get into our lesson, I didn't hear any announcements, but Alex and Gabby had their baby yesterday, and they're home today. They were sent home today. So his name is, I believe, is Alejandro Lucas. So keep them in your prayers. Okay, 2 Peter chapter 1. Here the Apostle Peter talks about faith. And this is what my lesson's going to be about, because it seems like Peter says that we have to add something to our faith. What is faith? We see it in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. If we turn to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, it says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So we see here that faith is the substance, or is the assurance. You have to have the assurance that there is a God. We have to have the certainty that what he has promised will come to play. So this is faith. And going back to Peter, I'd like to mention this about Peter. We see that it's the Peter that writes this letter here is the same Peter that cuts the ear off of man when Jesus and his disciples were together. Judas Iscariot comes towards him with man. First thing Peter does is he pulls out his sword and he cuts the man's ear as they were taking Jesus away. So it seems like Peter is, like we say, somebody that shoots first and asks questions later. It's the same Peter that in Luke chapter 22 denies Christ three times. As Jesus is taken to be crucified, he says, "Hey, you're one of them." He says, "No, I'm not." He does that three times. He's the same Peter that in Acts chapter 10, as he is getting ready to eat, he has a dream, and he sees this blanket coming down, and he is told, kill and eat. And Peter's response to that is, nothing common or unclean has entered my mouth. Now, that was an example of God showing Peter that the gospel was going to be preached to the Gentiles, to those other than Jews. And the reason I bring this up, because we see that in his letter, we see that he talks about faith. Even though he has gone through these things, we see that he has grown in his faith. This is what Peter talks about in 2 Peter verses 5. He talks about that faith. And so this is a thought that comes to my mind is, he's written this letter to Christians, to men and women that have obeyed the gospel, to believers. So we have that faith. We have believed in God. We have believed in Jesus Christ, that he is the Son of God. He says, okay, so what then? What happens to our faith? He says you have to add these virtues. You have to add these things to your faith. The book of James talks about faith. He talks about that faith without works is what? Is dead. He also mentions, he says, do you believe that there's a God? Yes. The devil also believes and trembles. So we see how important it is for our faith, that belief that we have in God without seeing him. We believe in that God and we have confidence in the promises that he's made to us through his son, Jesus Christ. But Peter says you have to add these virtues to your faith. And so we see here that it is a growth that has to happen in every one of us. Going back to what I said, after we've obeyed the gospel, after we have that faith in God, what then? What do we do with that faith? So this is what Peter's going to answer for us. Let's begin with verse 1. He says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us to the righteousness, and he tells us, he says, that we've received this faith through the righteousness of God and Savior Jesus Christ. So the only way that we can receive this faith is through God and his son Jesus Christ. He says, verse 2, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. So he's telling us, this is how you create faith, in the knowledge of, this is how you make your faith grow, in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Through the knowledge, there we go again, it's through God's word that we understand what God is all about. He says that God has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. How do you run your life? Daily. He says here that it's through God that we must, he has given us everything that we need to that pertains to life and godliness, or living a righteous life before God. To the knowledge of him that has called us to the glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding and great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And so all that Peter is saying here is that God has given us everything that we need for salvation. As we live our lives in this world, it's that faith that we have in God through his son Jesus Christ. Now he says, verse 5, this is the text that I wanted to emphasize. And beside giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. So we see here, it's not just believing in God, believing that Jesus is the Son of God, and it ends there. He says you need to add, but look at the word that he uses here. He says, give all diligence. What does that word mean, to give diligence? To pay attention. to see, to, you know, make sure that you add these things. It's important for you to add these things to your faith. And so this is what Peter is telling us. So he says, okay, you have faith in God? Yes, I do. Okay, you need to work on adding to your faith virtue. What is virtue? It's moral conduct. It's how you behave. You have to add that to your faith. If you say that you are a Christian, what should you be showing? What actions should we be showing? We need to add to our faith virtue or moral conduct. Goodness. We need to add to virtue knowledge. Knowledge of what? He's told us several times in the verses, in the previous verses, knowledge of God and His Word, because that's what's going to guide you through life. And the verse that I forgot to mention back in Hebrews chapter 12, and we read verse 1, and we said, you know, what faith is believing in God without being able to see Him. And confident that we will get the promises, reach those promises that He gives us. But Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 6 says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that comes to Him must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So this tells me that this faith that we have is a continuous faith. I can't say, well, I had faith when I believed and I obeyed and I was baptized. I had faith. No, it's a continuous faith. He says, so add to your faith virtue or moral conduct. And we'll talk about that here in just a minute. And to that, at knowledge, and that's knowledge of God's word. And to knowledge, temperance, or self-control. Now, let me mention this as well. These virtues, you're not born with these virtues. We're not like, once we're baptized, okay, I have all these virtues, I have self-control. I'm a good person. You know, it's something that we have to add, that we have to work on to add to our faith. He says, to self-control, we have to add patience or perseverance. Patience means, you know, even though we're going to struggles, but you continue. That's perseverance. And to perseverance or to patience, we have to add godliness. In 1 Peter, he talks about this. He says, be holy. Why? Because I am holy. This is God telling us. This is one of the virtues that we have to have. And what is holy? What is being holy? How do you add that to your virtues? I've always was taught that shying away from what is wrong and doing what is right before God. To patience, godliness, so we have to be holy. To godliness, we must add brotherly kindness or hospitality. To brotherly kindness, we have to add charity or love. Now, my question tonight is, could you imagine what kind of person this is that the Apostle Peter is mentioning here? A person that has all these virtues in his life? Could you imagine that? Now, the second question is this. Is it you? Because it has to be you. And it has to be me. That's what the Apostle Peter is saying. So we see here that we have to have faith, but we have to grow in that faith. And this person that the Apostle Peter is talking about is not a human person, but he's talking spiritually. He's talking about Romans chapter 8 talks about when we obey the gospel, we leave the old man behind, and it's a new man created by God. So it has to be a godly man. And when I say man, it's man or woman before God. A righteous person before God. This is what the Apostle Peter is telling us. Now, also, I think about this. I say, okay, so why do we have to add these things to our faith? Why do I have to be a good person? Why do I have to love my neighbor? Why do I have to love you? So we see the kind of person that we ought to be spiritually, because it's the person that God wants us to be. Verse 8. He says, for if these things be in you. Now think about all these virtues that we talked about that we need to add to our faith. If these things be in you, what's going to happen to you? Be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So what's going to happen when we work on these traits in our daily lives? What's going to happen? We're going to grow. Our faith is going to grow. And like I said, brothers, this is a continuous faith. It's a faith that we have to work on daily. And these virtues, we have to work on them daily in our lives. Because like I've always said, I may not be the easiest person to get along with, but you have to love me. So you have to work on that. And so he says, if these things abound in you, you will not be barren or unfruitful. When I read this, I think about a tree. Let's say we have a fruit tree at home, and you see a branch growing off the main trunk that has no fruit, but it's drying out. What do you do? You cut it off, don't you? It's not giving any fruit. It's just sitting there, and it's taking nutrients from the other branches. So he doesn't want us to be that branch. Verse 9, but he that lacketh these things, this is what happens when we don't work on these traits. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. And so when we don't work on these virtues, he says that we are blind. And we can't see afar off. If you read Hebrews chapter 12, the whole chapter, we read about the faith and the man in the Old Testament in the old days that believed in God, but they believed that there was something else waiting for them beyond So we see their faith and how they thought about what awaits them. And so when we don't have these traits, it says that we are blind and cannot see afar off. We can't see. We can't imagine what awaits us because we're short-sighted. We can't see afar off. And what eventually is going to happen? He says that, and he that has forgotten, he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence. There he goes using that word again. Give diligence to make your calling an election sure. In other words, you started the race, finish the race. And he says, for if you do, I'm reading 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. So this is what he wants to keep us from doing, is from falling from grace, falling from our faith. Verse 11, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Psalms chapter 1 verse 3 says that he, a person that has this faith and these virtues and he works on his faith, it reminds me of Psalms chapter 1 and verse 3. He says that he describes it as being planted by a river, a tree that is planted by the river. It will be fruitful. It will always give its fruit. That's the kind of person God wants you to be. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. He says that this life that I live now, I live it for Christ. If we turn, and this will be our last verse, Ephesians chapter 4. And the Apostle Peter says the same thing that we're reading in second letter of Peter. He says the same thing here in his words. He says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20 through 24. But you have not so learned Christ, if so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitfulness lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which is after God is created. So this is the man that God and Peter is talking about. This is the man created by God that he wants you to be, that righteous person, which after God is created in the righteous and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. And we'll end this lesson here tonight. So study the verses that we read, and like Peter emphasizes, our faith needs to continue to grow daily and grow strong so that we will not be unfruitful. And for those that have not obeyed, God also gives you the opportunity to obey his word and to become a child of God through baptism. He also invites you to have that faith in God through his son Jesus Christ, and be baptized in the waters of baptism. The lesson is yours. If there is a need among us, we invite you to come as we stand and sing the hymn of invitation.